views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Live an enlightened and authentic life by standing in your own power. Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia with Dr. Bree Gibbs, brings forth new information supporting the ascension process happening on the planet now. Learn the true meaning of the word goddess and why each and every one of us is a divine being. Dr. Bree travels multiple worlds, bringing through the unknown ancient knowledge and messages to help you remember who you truly are and live life with truth, trust, and passion.
For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com.
Now, here's your host, Dr. Bree Gibbs.
Welcome, everyone, to Silver Gaia Radio. I am so excited that I have Carmel Glennanine, the owner and director of Atlantis Rising Healing Center and Mystery School, from Australia. Anyway, she has studied esoteric and psychology disciplines since 1975. Atlantis Rising Healing Center is one of the only 16 crystal tone singing bowl temples in the world. And could you imagine being the only 16 of them and you're one of them? Wow, what a privilege. Also, Carmel is an author and she channels in her writing. And this esoteric teaching she does, and so she has so much about it. I'm gonna get to her books real quick. The Alchemies of Isis, Embodiment Through the High Priestess. That's one of them. Awaken Your Mortal Intelligent Heart Through the Blueprint of Living in the Now, Embodying the Divine Masculine of All Truth Through the High Priest. The Miracle of the Mysteries Revealed Through the Hearts of Secrets. And her fifth book, released in 2017, it will be The Final Secret. And during this program, Carmel will be attuning the listeners' group heart with Isis. Get that. So let me tell you a little bit more about her. She does these amazing tours. I'm actually going in November with her. And she's been to North, Central, South America, Turkey, Bali, India, and Japan 3 times, and to Egypt 13 times. One other thing before we bring Carmel on is what she has done, this amazing gift for 2 callers, 1 hour channeled meditation, self-nurturing with the goddess Isis and self-nurturing with the high priestess. Make sure you call in. First 2 callers will receive this free gift. Hi, Carmel.
Hi, Bree. So lovely to link with you and your transformation and transformative audience. It's such a joy to be able to co-create with you right now. And thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored. Bless you.
Thank you. I'm the one that's all blessed. I can't even talk right. I'm like, oh, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
It's a very long and winding road. I think stepping onto the direct path from a journey that takes you through a labyrinth of karmas is probably the most important part to begin. And I think it's very, very important for us to make sure that we have a story that begins at birth. It begins through our families, our culture, our people. It begins through who we are. And in that respect, I think it's really important to recognize our past is our now. And yes, my story is everyone's story. And my past is what you hear and see and feel right now. I have a story. You have a story. And every very beautiful listener has a story that's going to outdo both ours. Each of us is the one heart. And right now, my story is everyone's story. Yes, I have stepped onto the direct path, which happened in 2001. Prior to that, I had studied esoteric disciplines, a degree in psychology and philosophy. I thought, it's not going to quite work for me. It doesn't have the right fit. I kept searching throughout my 20s. I kept searching throughout my 30s. In the meantime, we always have a parallel reality going on with family, karmas with partners, karmas with community, etc. I think the catalyst for me really was the 2001, when my life was forced to change through a personal family tragedy, and I decided that how I had been running my life was not going to work any longer. I had no house, no car, no money. I had my business. I had been embezzled and stolen from my husband, and he finally suicided right in front of my world. I was left with nothing. So I summoned the high priestess and I said, this life up until now sucks. I have given all my life. I've been a good wife, good mother, good citizen, fabulous teacher, run Atlantis Rising Healing Center by the book, but I was given. So I just said, if you don't give me an answer, I'm just going to chuck it all in. There's no point in continuing this way. I've got nothing anyway. I think if our listeners can remember, all of us have reached this point when we are given truth to step onto the direct path. And there's nothing like financial ruin, emotional ruin, spiritual ruin to rip you to the core of yourself. At that point, I decided to step gently but gingerly onto the direct path, the middle ground, by embracing the philosophy of the divine feminine. At that point, Bree, and lovely listeners, at that point, I was on a path. I actually had a roadmap. In doing that, it creates a space to view the world of your karma from the world of yourself being the observer. When you're in the labyrinth, you actually can't be your own observer. But if you have a map, a roadmap, you think, right, I definitely know this is not working because this is where I'm meant to be going. I think if each of us, and if I share today with your beautiful audience, that for whatever reason, find a way and get yourself onto some path that's going to give you sustenance, that's going to allow you to receive before you give. Get over the rule of giving before you receive. It's as old, and it's going to wear you out, turn you into an old person before your time. Please do not give before you receive. Is my cup empty or full? Stop. Be still. Breathe. Even if it's only to buy space for a half an hour, you don't have to make decisions immediately. To be able to help women and men embrace the world of receiving is one of the biggest challenges that we as a species face right now, because our culture, our society has conditioned us continually that we must give and be good women and men. Sensitive people have got a very bad habit of giving before they receive, and that's their big problem. So toughen up, goddesses, toughen up, gods, and just give boundaries to yourself. You can only do this when you know what boundaries are. And always say to yourself, does it suit me first? Now, that is not selfish. That is saying, I must make sure there are enough provisions in my fridge of life before I bring my guests over. Am I going to invite my guests into a home with an empty cupboard, fridge empty, no food, no drink? No. Now, most of us go around in that consciousness that we've got to keep giving. And then we open the fridge and it sucks. There's nothing in the cupboard for us. We become then poor me. We then become victims. We then become more disconnected from what we really are. Embracing heart consciousness, Bree. Embracing heart consciousness is challenging us not to live through the mind, through its vast intelligence. And let me tell you, your mind's intelligence and my mind and our listeners and the world's is vast. When we can step and observe that vast intelligence and how it pits itself against your emotional heart, your intelligent heart needs to be the mother and witness those two naughty kids in the back seat of the car playing up on you. The direct path, the middle ground, allows us, all of us, to find a middle road to the world that has been given to us. Don't buy it. Just don't buy the world you've got unless it suits you.
You know, I like what you said, and we had talked privately before, and quit pleasing everyone, right? Remember you telling me that? I was like going, you are so right. And I went around saying, I am done pleasing everybody. I forgot about me.
Yeah.
You know, and I actually brought that on the air the other day and with another guest and telling him you had told me that. And it was so true.
You know, it's such a simple thing. Children do it. They have no problem.
They have
no problem getting their needs met. You look at children and often we look at people who have to go through a very, very big life to get to the end of their life where finally someone's looking after them in either a nursing home or a facility because they've given all their life and they find themselves at the end of their lives finally being able to receive. But what conditions for that to happen? Let's begin to monitor our mind every day. Let's begin to say, am I going to work on me and direct feminine consciousness? Am I going to allow? I am a great believer in invoking the law of allowance. We will not receive, Bree, until we allow. Now, I don't like receiving it. That's just selfish. That is just so selfish. I must not receive. Oh, yes, you must. Because you are not evoking a primary law that the ancients taught us, and they embodied it. And it is my job right here, right now, to allow you all the experience of saying the ancients, particularly through the ancient Egyptian frequency, where we were witnesses to law of Maat being evoked continually. You see it on the temple walls when we go on our tours, Bree. You will literally be in the presence of the absolute deities themselves who created through their priests and priestesses a way of being human. And in feeling that, seeing it in that country, in those temples, you are absorbing its frequency. And my metamorphosis changed when I took my first group to Egypt. Believe you me, I had no house, no car, no money. I didn't have any money to even get there. But I managed to get enough students to be able to pay my flight, give them a five-star tour, and then my heart recreated itself. It is my belief that when we find this way to the heart's intelligence through evoking the law of allowance, before we say, I must receive, then most of us don't even know the word receive. We're frightened of it.
Right. You know, we have to take a quick break and we'll come back with more with Carmel.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light, shamanic healer, Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in the second and fourth Monday, 11 a.m. Pacific, and Thursdays, 1 p.m. Pacific, for Silver Gaia Radio. To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Discover the healing medicine from the giant monkey tree frog Cambo. Cambo practitioner Ginny Rutherford and professional psychic Todd Rolson have come together for lively discussions of alternative healing medicines from the Amazon. Ginny and Todd bring you Cambo Talk Radio. Tune in each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific to hear from guests all over the world with real life stories and the medicinal benefits of Cambo. For more information, visit cambokiss.com. Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
Welcome back. So, Carmel, you're bringing about allowance.
I am inviting you and your audience to write down, why do I not allow? Where does it become hard for me to allow something to happen? And to evoke the law of allowance, which is an ancient secret from the mystery schools. Mm-hmm. And you'll see this word allowance in all my books, and especially as the process of my ascension program through the philosophy of the divine feminine and masculine deepens, is you are being slapped over the face with a wet towel. Why are you not allowing? Now, take one example in your life today, right now, where an opportunity has presented itself and you have shut yourself down because you are too busy, you've got too many responsibilities, your work takes up too much time, your family takes up too much time, your kids take too much time, and you have stopped that flow of energy coming into your heart. When the flow of energy doesn't come into your heart, you are working on your giving heart, which is the masculine side of your heart. About 80% of people are working on masculine energy, masculine giving, particularly women. So you can actually physically see the imbalance in their bodies. You can see it in their faces because they have a very strong giving and, in that respect, controlling nature. Much giving is sadly controlling. So what I invite us to do in our training programs, in our rituals, on our tours, is to step back and pull yourself in. Why do you need to give? If I've got to go to a party or an event, what am I going to receive first? What's in it for me? Well, I've got to bring the food, I've got to bring the cake, I've got to bring the kids. Hey, what's in it for me at this party? So you bring the cake, you bring the food, you bring the booze, but sit down somewhere and do it for yourself. So in other words, stop trying to be the party animal. You've bought whatever receive. That's the host and hostess's job. That's just a small example of why we continually are in overdrive. We pull ourselves back and we say, I can open up to my feminine, the feminine side of my heart, my feminine receiving. I'm actually balancing the four sacred elements in my heart. Now, here is a new concept. Our hearts have and quarters. So to evoke through the law of allowance, we must recognize that our heart has a feminine side and a masculine side. So by saying, heart, I love you, you are inviting your heart to balance its elements. So your air element, which are your masculine elements, are not cooking up a storm. And your feminine elements, which are your water and earth, are dormant. Many people, I'd say even up to 70% of people, are not embracing it, actually balance their heart's elements every day. By balancing your heart's elements every day, check in. Are my heart's elements balanced? Because I will not evoke through the law of allowance. I can't evoke the all at all because my elements are not balanced. In other words, getting back to the cake, my pizza of life, my cake of life. I am putting ingredients together. If my ingredients aren't balanced, and if I can't get the right temperature in the oven, or if I've overcooked it, I'm not going to have the perfect alchemy cake. It's no different with our bodies. Imagine your beautiful heart as a cake. At the moment, feel it. Pick it up like a cake and say, too soggy, too dry. Whatever it is, it means at some level your elements are not balanced. So be aware, audience, of balancing your heart's elements. And in doing that, you are honoring your heart as a living, vibrating intelligence with its own brain, with its own endocrine function, with its own mitochondrial DNA function, with its own senses. And when you acknowledge it, it will begin to awaken, and then your potential awakens with you. The ancient Egyptians taught us this. They taught us this through their books, through the Book of the Dead, through their spells, through their formulae, through their magical techniques. And it is not until you actually are in this energy and until you feel it in a frequency in this energy do you even begin to know what we're talking about. However, for our beautiful audience today, please say to yourselves every day, heart, I love you. That way you are acknowledging it and its capacity to help you. And when that happens, amazing miracles happen. You are in the living presence in the law of allowing. You are allowing the alchemical force through the law of allowance to give to you. Then you can start receiving, and then you're happily giving to others because you've received in balance to your giving. Very important.
Yes, it's very important. Thank you so much. So I have a question for you. What and who is the High Priestess?
Who is she? The High Priestess is, let's break down the language, priest, priestess. Now, when we feel the word priest in the language of the patriarchal society we have, we think of clergy. We think of a religious clergy, maybe some shamans or whatever, but a priest in our culture has an authority to be able to discern not so. A priestess, on the other hand, in our culture doesn't exist. Is that not so? There's right. No priestesses. There are only priests. In the ancient world, we lived and had women and men trained to embody and to live through the principles of the High Priestess. Height of power, height of detachment, being the oracle, observing emotion, literally helps become detached, being magicians, consciousness in a second at will. That is what a High Priestess is. And when she was trained in ancient temples like in Egypt, she was taken from her family. Her family lovingly released her from the age of 9. She would work from temple rituals, cleaning the outer temples, then doing her yoga, then doing her breath techniques. By the time she got to about 25, she had had 15 years of training, and she was a crack ace at being the High Priestess. Now, we don't have that training, but what we do have, our consciousness can embrace that training, and our consciousness can say, yes, I want to have that consciousness. See it as consciousness. It is a force. I am not going to try and colour it up in robes and whatevers, but I would invite our audience today to allow themselves to say, I allow a force through the frequency of the High Priestess, and if men are listening, the High Priest, to be embodied in my totality now. And I want to live and not just listen to this radio show and not have change that your radio show brings people. Transformation is the answer on your show. So summon our audience to say, I now allow the High Priestess in her pure manifested form to be embodied in consciousness right now. And there'll be a shift in your cellular memory, right? Your cellular memory wakes up and says, holy moly, yes, I get it. I get what's happening. I'm waking up those little long sleepy cells. Ah, yes. So what is actually happening is that you have trained your cellular memory to observe emotions, not being the victim of your emotional attachment to an outcome, not being a victim to giving in relationships with partners, family, friends, not receiving, to being having balanced, heart-centered mating partner, to have a person in your life who can create with you at the heart level, and if that isn't available to you for whatever reason, to create within yourself so that you're running on your inner feminine and masculine energy. High Priestess knows power.
Wow, you're such a motivational speaker.
Well, whatever it is, it's now, and it's what the priestess is. And being in the presence of the priestess, being in the power, is to go into those temples and see how she was. The temples in Dendara in Egypt. And so happy that you're joining us and joining us, Bree. The temple is
I'm excited.
It's actually damn well built for her. Whatever way you want to look at it, these were built for priestesses. These huge, huge sound and light shows full of incredible power and magic were built for our priestesses and our priests. And they were built happily and lovingly by men over generations. Look at Hatshepsut. The female pharaoh embodied the divinity of the Hathors, embodied the divinity of Sekhmet, embodied the divinity of Bast, the triple goddess. Another aspect of the priestess, Brie, is that she embodies the dark aspect of the goddess, which a lot of women don't want to touch with a hot poker. They want it all fluffy duck, foo-foo-ha-ha, and sweet. Like, no, ain't honey. Earth Mother is destructive. She destroys to create. Very few women want to embrace the dark aspect of the divine feminine, which is not evil, but which is destructive. You will have to destroy something in your life to create this new one. And that means you've got to be very earthed, working with the power of your fire serpents. Work with the power of your Kundalini, or you're in Egypt, Brie, Sa, Sekhem, Sahu.
Right.
For our audience right now, all you would need to do is to simply take your consciousness down to your base chakra, your self-nurturing center, hint, hint, base chakra. Imagine a figure eight, and it's a large golden cobra. A powerful cobra.
Wow.
It's clearing out all your disused fear, junk, primordial pain. It's clearing the pathway for the priestess to enter. The priestess cannot enter unless you're earthed. Got it? Because like all powerful divinities in ancient Egypt and beyond, if you're earthed, you can't hold the frequency. It's like putting an electric light globe into a light switch, and it's too strong for the switch's power, and it pops. Too many people who work with so-called spirituality are not prepared to do the grunt and filthy work. They're too scared of it. They're not earthed enough to hold the frequencies of these powers that they have available to them. And in doing that, it's keeping your focus primarily in your base or core earth center, your self-nurturing, your base chakra, and driving that serpent of light, which is your birthright. We've all got it. It's called the Kundalini. But Brie, instead of taking it up, which is most spiritual systems teach us to take it up, take it down to the earth. Earth, which you created. If you have an earth which you've created, it's going to go pop on you. It's not going to last, and it's not going to be sustainable. And in talking about the priestess, all she does for you right now is create emotional sustainability. You are emotionally self-sustaining when you have your high priestess.
And I'm going to stop it right there. We're going to take a break because she's absolutely right what she just said. Carmel, we'll be right back with you.
Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silver, G-A-I-A.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit danacanetto.com. That's danacanetto.com.
Have you ever said to yourself, I need to let this go? While the phrase sounds effective, what does it actually mean? How do you let something go? Hi, I'm Eve from Elite Tarot, host of the weekly show Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. As an intuitive coach and professional tarot card reader, I work with clients worldwide on using energy effectively to embrace joy. Here's an idea when letting something go. Find a time you won't be disturbed, and just between you and the universe, handwrite a letter sharing all your feelings of anger, hurt, and sadness. At the end, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, and strength, and so for all that, I release you. After you sign your name, immediately shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you release something that you've been carrying for oh so long. If you'd like to schedule a session, please visit my site at elitetarot.com. That's ELITETAROT.com.
Carmel, we were just talking about the high priestess. That was such an amazing statement that you made. But you made one statement that in each one of those priestesses, there is a darkness that we have to be very careful with. Is that correct?
I think we have to acknowledge our own dark feminine.
Right.
In saying that, Bree, we're looking at you all. We all have that dark part in us. It's called our shadow. Jung called it our shadow.
Right.
The priestess will expose it and balance it within you. So you will not feel so competitive against other women. And we have a culture of real competition about women in trying to support each other at many levels. Our witnessing of our dark feminine is very important to acknowledge in any work we're doing with the mother. The mother's work is creation, it's maturity, and it's destruction. We must be prepared to acknowledge that the dark moon is the destructive cycle, the going within, the looking at your own mess that you've created, your fears, your angers, your frustrations. Your little world is your dark feminine. This goes without saying. And if you're not prepared to face your dark, your own fear of your own power, you're not utilizing the priestess in the ability of her to transform your consciousness. So stepping into your power is also stepping into knowing that you live side by side with your mind, with its vast intelligence, and your emotional heart with its vast intelligence, and you will see them as true enemies against your intelligent heart. Your priestess can only live through your intelligent heart. She will stay with you if you acknowledge that your dark feminine, your mind and its emotional little buddy, your emotional heart, Oh, right? I'm too emotional. Oh, oh, yes, you are. Step out of it. Observe that little, oh, I'm so emotional and sensitive. I'm so sensitive. Forget it. Of course you're sensitive. People are sensitive. Observing your sensitivity, knowing that when you're earthed, you will open the world brighter, brighter, brighter to your priestess. She lives in a bright base chakra. She can only create from the base chakra. There's your hint. Get your foundation sorted. Clean up your foundations of life. Clean up your body. Clean up your mind. Clean up your toxic emotions if you want to live in with you. If you were inviting a VIP guest, royalty, if you were inviting someone into your home and your life, you'll have a clean out. You'll have a spring clean. You'll make sure the bed linen is clean. You'll make sure the cupboards are nice. You'll make sure everything's beautiful, the benches and everything's beautiful, because you've got a VIP coming. Is your home, your life, your body, your mind and your spirit and your heart able to hold the frequency of the priestess? And purification is the byproduct. Get purifying yourself so that you can hold her frequency. This is not easy work, and I'm not pretending that it is. Transformation is not easy because you have to give up so much. You've got to give up those little girlish attachments. You've got to give up all those strap-ons in your life who are just sucking on you because you're sensitive and you're a really nice friend. Clean up your life and really embody the fact that you can sit in a chair every night with and look at a chair and put it opposite you in your living room of a night and put your intelligent heart in that chair and say, my dear intelligent heart, how do I love you? Visualize the high priestess behind the intelligent heart sitting in the chair and feeling a figure eight between your heart, your intelligent heart, and the priestess, and sit in that energy and say, what do I need to do now to be the embodiment of the high priestess? What is it I need now? Talk to your intelligent heart. She's your friend. She knows that you and she want to get on this path. She knows that you and I, like Mart in ancient Egypt, say direct path, middle ground. Walk on the path of the priestess as ancient Egyptians showed us and as we show you in our tours. Direct path, middle ground. Every person who comes on a tour is invited to transform, to step onto the path, to enter the temple of the priestess. And this is not just a pretty word. Are you ready to enter the temple of the priestess? Are you taking on an amazing tour? All your unwashed rubbish. Why did you come if you aren't doing this? Why are you coming if you are not pure of heart? The ancients teach us, the ancient Egyptians, all systems speak of a pure heart to come in to the hall of Amenti, to be received by the great father Osiris, husband of his divine mother, Isis's wife. And he is going to give you an inspection. It is day you check in and say, uh-oh, I let my mind and my emotions rule. My heart is as heavy as lead. And why is it not as light as a feather? Why is it not pure? Because, Brie, I gave instead of receiving, and that's the bottom line to the last judgment. There's nothing that's going to be judged in any spiritual system except your heart. In ancient Egypt, the contents of the mind were removed when the body was being embalmed. Hooks were used to take the brain matter out through the nose and fed to birds. Is that not saying that where our mind comes from through the brain is not important in the afterlife, but the heart's weighing was, and the sacredness around the rituals for the weighing of the heart was something that we have no understanding of. We really don't in our culture because we've been dumbed down for so long, and we need to be able to become our own cardiologists and recognize that if we have got to sit in judgment hall one day and say, how heavy is this lump? Is this just all through giving to my friends, my neighbors, my city, my town, my family, my grandchildren, my this, that, and the other, and I was just such a damn good citizen? And then Osiris will say, that's nice, but what did you do for your heart? Now, if you have the priestess as a model, she'll keep checking in with you every day. Priestess, help me today. And every day, do your last judgment ritual. As my heart, did I give too much today or did I receive? Oh, God, I'm exhausted. I must have given. Okay, balance. How are we going to do that? Simple. Check in with your heart's elements. My heart's elements are not balanced. It's very easy to check in with your heart's elements. If you're not too sure, just breathe in and say, may my heart's elements be balanced now. May my fire be balanced with my air. May my air be balanced with my earth. May my earth be balanced with my water. And feel as though you have your flower of life and you're alchemizing your balanced elements. And they're all balanced and they're all co-creating with each other. Do that every day. You will begin to clear out the dross. You'll train your mind. You'll train your emotions to live completely in the absolute presence. And you won't see yourself exhausted with giving.
Wow. Wow. That answered that question, huh? Yeah. Wow. That's so very true what you said, Carmel. You know, just giving and not. That so many of us give and we don't receive. And I'm just going, wow. You know, we need to change that. Isis teaches us to trust your heart. One of the questions I have on that is balancing the karmic debts,
yeah,
i.e. family matters. What is the nature of your problem? Can you explain that to me a little bit?
Yeah, certainly will. I think most of us work within the limitation of karmic debts. Mm-hmm. Most of our relationships are karmic relationships, partners, children, colleagues, the type of work we choose, we're all balancing working with a karmic frequency. How about if things are not working and you're not growing and learning, you decide that you are going to get to the source of the karma, and you can do this through Isis. And you can say, may the source of the karma through the great mother Isis and her great teacher Thoth, who was her teacher and her guardian and her protector and gave her many of her secrets, be balanced now. I do not want this relationship to be a karmic one. Now, you can ask for the source of karma to be released if you feel you're ready for the transformation that that relationship is going to give you. I have proved it many, many, many times. Karmic-free relationships are debt-free. Do you want to live debt-free or do you want to live continually in overdraft of life? Recreating karmic relationships. Am I balancing an old karma with this person? If you are, check in with Isis, get help, see if you can transmute the karmic pattern, then go to direct pilot. There is no reason for us to be shuffling around on a karmic wheel all our lives, only to come back and recreate it again and again and again. I'm just not buying it. We haven't got enough time for it. Our consciousness, the planet, its consciousness, is over that. Let's check to the source of karma so that we can forgive every living thing. And I have been in the Pyramid of Giza and I have left my body. I was with my group and we had an opera singer in the group and she was very gifted as a soprano and she began to sing an aria and I left my body and I went to a space where I met Isis in her manifested form in the void, in the black void, didn't know what it was. Mm-hmm. And in this space, I said, Isis, I am never coming back to Earth. I don't care about the students in the King's Chamber and the bus waiting for us. No, and I don't care about the hotel. I don't care about my family. I don't care about anything, my business. I'm staying here with you. She said, go back. She said, go back. And I said, no. She said, go back until you forgive every living thing. And I said, what? She said, every living thing. Now, I'd like to be able to say to you, every day, say, I forgive every living thing. And in saying that, we begin to live with a karmic free slate, opening up your eyes every day and saying, I now clear and transmute my karmic debts to live directly on the direct path, the living in the middle ground. Why not? Why sit around on it all? It's over. Let's have fun times. I mean, come on.
Right.
We're here for a good time, aren't we, Bree? We aren't here for a rotten time. We're here to have fun, to become the priestesses and priests we're meant to be able to live with really embodying these gorgeous energies and giving people what they need because we're filled up with love ourselves. And it doesn't make us selfish or exclusive. It makes us more loving to humans. It makes us more loving to nature, to our plants, to our vegetation, to our animals, to our species, because we're happy. We know we have a place to go to. We go to our heart. We go to our priestess. The mother of the priestesses for us is Isis. However, Sekhmet trained her own priestesses. Like many ancient traditions, the goddess trains the priestess. Right. The Greeks, the priestesses in Greek times were trained by their goddesses. But by the time we go to the Greeks and beyond, the whole system becomes very watered down because we've got patriarchy. So it gets watered down pretty much, and suddenly we become something that we really don't have our own power to do. And an empowered man just loves it. There's not an empowered man alive who does not love an empowered priestess. And I'm telling you, a disempowered man, well, it's a bit of a struggle. But we invite him to read my book, Awaken Your Immortal Intelligent Heart, then to read Opening Up Your Divine Masculine of All Truth, so that he can get into his masculine power and you can embody the priest and priestess together in not fancy-pansy rituals, just in living together with balance. And we've had many people on our tours who go and do divine marriages, men and women together, because they want to take their relationship up to the heart center, and that place sure changes it. There's not been a couple that I haven't given divine marriages to or created beautiful divine ceremonies with who are not still together, living happily in their beautiful love-filled relationships. It's an important thing to say. Do we really have to live with karma? Well, no, we don't. That's all. We don't. We don't have to live with karmic relationships with our children, with our family, with our friends, with the work we do. We can simply say, let's bypass it.
Okay, at that note, we need to take a break and back more with Carmel Glennie.
Hi, this is Ted Winslow, founder of SoundSync Tech, the next generation of sound healing frequency technologies. I'm excited to join Dr. Bree Gibbs, host of the Silver Gaia Radio Show on Transformation Talk Radio. And as a show of appreciation to all the listeners, I'm offering 20% off my sound healing music. Please go to tedwinslow.com and use the coupon code SILVERGAIA. Looking forward to connecting with you soon.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready to start winning at the game of life? Lynn Brown, host of Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life, is here to help you reach places and goals that you never thought possible. Lynn is an intuitive healer with a specialized background in financial healing. She combines her intuitive nature and her wholesome approach to financial planning. To learn more about her financial planning services, contact her personally at RUIntuit.com.
Okay, Carmel, let's talk about, during the break, we're talking about your trips to Egypt. Can you explain that a little bit to us?
Reframing trips to Egypt. Firstly, yes. Egypt. Why Egypt and why not Egypt? Any other country? Yeah. Right. Why would I keep coming back to this country when I have taught in countries of very powerful, significant, sacred energy? Now, this is for me. Egypt is the one country that through its ability to transform consciousness instantly gives you that chance to observe why you're really here. Every single tour I've led since 2001 has shown me how to purify my earth karmas and live completely in the now. How does it do that? Because it has the ancient frequencies that we can access when we work directly in the temples for the deities. There are many people who go to Egypt to do many different wonderful things. They do things that are things to get talks with Egyptologists about history, about pots and the various artifacts and art and things. But for me, I say to my groups, we're going to be in the living presence of the deities because it is for the deities that Egypt was built. And despite its many invasions and struggles with the Coptic Christians right through to now, there is still the honouring that when you step into an ancient Berpa, which is a house of spirit, not a temple, because right. in ancient Egypt they were called Berpas, not temples. Greeks got the name temple. And so we are stepping into the house of spirits. Now, for me with my groups, I will say, today we are going to the temple of Isis. We are going to witness in that temple something that you will transform through. And in doing that, Bree, we do rituals to make sure that the group have an understanding of why they're going there. We have offerings. Many of our groups may want to let go of family members. Sadly, many people have lost children to suicide. Dreadful, right. dreadful, sad things, their husbands, their life partners, and they come to ask for peace in the living embrace of the Great Mother in her holy home. And there is nothing like coming and stepping into the holy home of the Great Mother. And it is a great reverence that we are in this energy. And we offer anointing oils, we offer gifts, because the mother manifests. And I have not been in the living presence of the mother and the high priests and the gods of Egypt when I have done this, and I've only always done it. For me, leading a group is to co-create with the group in allowing them to actually embody that moment when they knew their power. And they knew the living language of the mystery tradition, of the secret spells, the formulae, the words of power, the visualization, the sound. And we go with our magical crystal tone singing sound bowls, evoking pure, pure light, pure intention to the highest frequency. And my job is to hold the space. Hold the space for you, the oracle, to reconnect to yourself as oracle. We who go on these trips are all recreating ourselves as oracles. We have all been priests and priestesses. We right. know our dark side, and we know the many fears and karmas in those temples that were part of why we have come home. Mm-hmm. Egypt, we come home. We kiss the holy land of the Great Mother, Earth herself, where her secret codings, her final secrets will be revealed on the tours, where we will see and be living in the gorgeous nature, in the ancient spaces. But also our beautiful, beautiful guests need time to be peaceful, to be quiet, to be alone, to transform, to eat fabulous five-star food, to have wonderful, wonderful belly dance parties, to have fun times too. One of the beautiful things is that we can have time to relax as a group, but also have time to be alone, because being alone process is very important. I yes, have seen yes. friendships made on Egyptian tours that have lasted till death and beyond. I have seen people support each other through things that nothing else could have helped them with. We don't have to become girlfriends and boyfriends on tours, but we have a connectedness with that group heart. I teach through the group heart. I pitch or create through that deity, through the group heart. One thing you will get from my tour, you'll get balance. If I'm going to be evoking Isis, I'll be making sure Osiris is very handy so that that balance is always locked in. When I evoke Horus, I'll make sure the Hathors are there. When I evoke with Sekhmet, I'll make sure her husband Ptah's there. When we go into the power of powers, the holy of holies, when we go into Top, we talk to Top, we'll make sure that Seychat's nearby. So we create the balance. Yeah. So you, as guests, do not become imbalanced or fragmented on the tour. My job is to integrate consciousness, not to fragment you and leaving bits of you stuck all over the place. My job is to make sure you come home totally integrated and earthed, and I cannot stress that enough. The way I teach is transformation at every level. We're going into two big tours, the Black Scarab Tour and Egypt Revealed Through the Eyes of the Ancients. You will see living energies in the 10-day tour of the ancients revealing your secrets, and on the two-week tour, the deep study tour, the tour where we really will be releasing to the final secret, you will be actually having to face the Black Scarab.
That's the one I'm going on.
That's the one you are going to have the most amazing time on. And we booked a beautiful Deobea, private Deobea. And on that tour, you get space on this beautiful luxury Deobea where you can glide to the banks of the Nile, get off, and be in the energies of ancient places that haven't even been visited by people for a long time, except the ancient Nubians and the ancients who are living in the same way as they lived, many of them, 4,000 years ago. And in that, a sacred tour is always protected by our great jackal-headed god Anubis. He protects our hearts as we journey. We don't have any fear. I have been in Egypt in 2011 when there was a revolution. Yeah, it was all going on, but nothing was happening to our group. We got what we needed. I was there for 12 at 3 o'clock in Dendara's Temple of Dendara, 3 o'clock at 12 in the Temple of the Hathors, an empty temple, screaming with joy because no one was around.
Wow.
So, doing mother's work are protected. And don't buy the little mind, the little karma. Oh, but that's your primordial fear. Whenever we find, can I do it? And look, Bree, you've stepped into it. You're ready. You're just shaken. You're ready for those books you're writing. You've already got those books covers already organized. You've got those books written. You just have it all happening. You are ready for your world that you deserve. You are ready to
give
to yourself.
Thank you, Carmel, so much. We only have a minute left. It has been such a pleasure to have you on Silver Gaia Radio. And I guess you knew the books were coming. My heart. I am just so thankful that you were here for our listeners to hear you. Everybody, get a hold of her. Her books are amazing. Carmel Glennane's books are amazing. Her teachings, go to her website. She's on Facebook. Go to silvergaia.com. We have her listed everywhere. Carmel's an amazing teacher, and I just feel so fortunate that we're able to have her on Silver Gaia Show. We'll see y'all next week.
You've been listening to Silver Gaia Radio, Journey to Gaia. Join Dr. Bree Gibbs the second and fourth Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Each show is designed to share and discuss timely key messages and truths. Dr. Bree brings forth gods and goddesses, ascended masters, and others to communicate the information our world needs. For more about Dr. Bree or Silver Gaia Radio, visit silvergaia.com, and we'll see you next time.